January 17th and 18th, we have cards. They are Death, the Knight of Swords, and the Four of Cups. You're dead to me is a very serious and final declaration that, whilst being declared, is sometimes emphasized with a strange or mysterious gesture, such as flipping a backhanded sort of way from the bottom of your chin or biting the side of your forefinger with your teeth. It's an old country Italian thing, but I don't believe it's exclusive. It is, however, pretty funny. Gallows humor. Grim and ironic humor in a desperate or hopeless situation. I was amazed at how much information there is on the internet about grief and humor as a coping mechanism, so that's something that someone may need to hear today. Death, number 13 of the major arcana, is today in the past position, and something is dead and gone and never coming back. On this plane, anyway. This card doesn't mean a physical death as often as you would think, but along with the Knight of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, today in the center, I'd have to admit to the shadow of death that is casting an atmosphere of gloom over this whole spread. The fast-moving Knight of Air, in human form, deals with death on a daily basis as a police officer, military man or woman, lawyer, or a crusader for righteousness, an activist. This is action, as in action being taken, which could very well have to do with someone's death. Grief is a human thing. Generally, the dead don't grieve unless we do. They're free and want you to know that. In the upcoming position is the depressed and apathetic Four of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, not participating much in life at all, sitting under a tree, sometimes with arms crossed, nothing and no one interests the downer of the Four of Cups. This is taking life and people for granted. The Suit of Cups addresses the emotional state, and the emotional state is not good. A golden cup is being offered by the divine sky hand of the Tarot, who appears from a sweet, fresh little puff of blue cloud from thin air in the Russian deck. The very well-dressed, preoccupied, and self-involved human lifts his left hand in a gesture of denial, the left being the side associated with the heart. Rejecting invitations, offers, and just overall disconnection is the feeling of this person who, it seems, should be very happy to have what they have and who they have. This card calls for gratitude and appreciation. Obviously, people are dying already. We can, of course, break it down another way. A legal solution won't die because someone won't settle or make a final decision. There are resisting advances here, and knights go to war. That's what they do. The graveyards are full of irreplaceable people, said Charles de Gaulle. Something we're consuming could be hastening our own physical demise, and we should be careful of what we drink or what we are served. The Knight of Swords is unconcerned with consequences or collateral damage, which we could be in danger of causing. It's always best to slow down during a Mercury retrograde, and these cards may simply be plain and practical advice for the period. Death can represent the presence of the dead, and the presence of the divine sky hand indicates signs from the divine or other side. Someone may make their presence known in a way only you would understand. Someone may need help in accepting a loss, but the Four of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, can also be someone who is never satisfied with anything or anyone. Bored with life in general. One of my favorite alleged last words are by Oscar Wilde, who on his deathbed said, "Either this wallpaper goes or I go." And so he went.